Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We have a statement in from the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage regarding excessive water usage charges. It says, while the Minister for Housing, James Brown, is aware that work began under the previous government on draft regulations for excessive water use charges, this was undertaken as part of the commitment under the previous programme for government. This previous work was reflected in the ministerial briefing that James Brown recently received upon taking office. They go on to say the Minister is not giving consideration at this time to bringing in such charges. No proposal has been brought to the Minister in this regard, and charges do not form part of the current programme for government. So that's some clarification there from the Department of Housing. Now, the use of e-scooters has grown hugely here in recent years, so much so that new legislation came into effect last May aimed at making it safer for e-scooter users. But critics say the legislation hasn't gone far enough and there are concerns around the number of accidents and injuries that are still happening. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. So remind us first, Brian, what legislation is in place now if you want to use an e-scooter?
Yes, good morning, Claire. According to a recent RSA survey, 4% of adults are now regular e-scooter users. They expect that number is going to treble in about a year's time. The survey also found e-scooters are now considered the most dangerous transport mode. So last May, new laws were introduced, and these mean, for example, riding a scooter faster than 20 kilometres per hour is banned. Using it to carry goods or passengers is not allowed. Driving on a footpath or if you're on a mobile phone. All of these will attract a fixed charge notice of €50. You also must be over the age of 16 to ride an e-scooter.
And you did ask for an update from the guards on how many fines they've issued. But there are significant health concerns which led to the introduction of the legislation in the first place.
Well, I think most people would accept e-scooters, much like e-bikes, are a very environmentally friendly, a very cheap way of getting around, particularly in urban areas. And their use, as you said, has significantly grown. But there have been challenges alongside that growth, notwithstanding the recent legislation. And I suppose it's why some frontline medics have been calling now for even greater controls in terms of legislation. Aoife O'Halloran is a registrar working in orthopaedic surgery in Connolly in Dublin. 4 years ago, she was first involved, Claire, in a study which looked at e-scooters and the related trauma that was presenting to emergency departments. I suppose at that time, 4 years ago, e-scooters were relatively new on the market. So they had seen 22 patients over a 13-month period. This was in 2021. Now, because of the growth in e-scooter use, they are noticing an increase in injuries. So what did they do? They repeated this study in the past year. Aoife O'Halloran told me about some of their findings.
We essentially repeated this study over 13 months and we found that the presentations of injuries have gone from 22 to 76. So they've nearly quadrupled and only 8% of those were wearing a helmet. So that's down from 40% the last time we did the study. And also we noticed that 5 patients would have been travelling over 30 kilometres an hour. And that's only in the cases where it was recorded. You know, there is no legislation that is making helmet use mandatory or protective equipment, and they're leaving it up to the discretion of the user. And the injuries that we are seeing are quite devastating for the patients. We had 34 patients with fracture dislocations, and 10 of those had multiple injuries. They're having long-term devastating effects for patients. A lot of our injuries were upper limb, lower limb, and certainly protective equipment would help in preventing those. 1 in 5 of these injuries are e-scooters versus cars. So that's high energy trauma. So it's making people aware of how dangerous they are. We would have collected data between June 23 and July 24. And even since then, I would have noticed that the trauma is probably doubled again. You know, 1/4 of the patients presenting are being admitted. Over 3/4 need imaging, whether that's, you know, x-rays, CTs, MRIs. It's all a financial constraint to the HSE. And especially in terms of follow-up as well, we're seeing patients in clinic. We need physios, et cetera, to see patients. So it's all a huge financial burden.
Just the final thing, were you able to make a determination as to whether there's a higher number of e-scooter users involved in accidents compared to, for example, cyclists or motorcyclists?
I suppose, having been in the hospital myself over the past 18 months, there's nowhere near as much presentations from simple bicycles and that.
Clear concerns there from Aoife O'Halloran at Colonely Hospital. Now, Brian, you asked the Department of Transport if they intend to bring in tighter legislation.
Well, the department said currently no plans to introduce increased regulation or licensing, for example, for e-scooters, which some people are calling for. They pointed out e-scooters must follow the same rules of the road as all road users. And then they pointed to that new legislation, for example, around the transportation of goods. Anyone under 16 is not allowed to use them. And then requirements in relation to the type of e-scooter you can use, the maximum power and the speed, and the enforcement obviously then is a matter for An Garda Síochána. As for cyclists, e-scooter users, they say, are subject to this €50 penalty for committing a fixed charge notice offence, and there isn't any intention at the moment to increase that €50 fine for e-scooters.
Okay, and we'll hear how many fines have been handed out since the legislation came in, but before we get to that, you got two differing viewpoints on this.
I got two very different viewpoints in Cork City Centre yesterday afternoon. Now, one was from a very dedicated e-scooter user I met, and we'll hear from him shortly, because he believes we actually should have more regulation. But the first person I met, Claire, was this man who lives near Barrack Street. It's a one-way street, and he had some very strong opinions on e-scooter users in his area who he says are not paying any heed to legislation. This is some of what he told me.
If it was up to me, I'd ban them.
Why would you ban them?
They have no respect for anybody on the footpaths. That's a one-way street there. When you're going down Barrack Street, you'll meet three or four of them coming up on the footpath. They won't get off it for you. I see all women there and people with babies, and no respect. I bring my partner out to the college there in the mornings, right? And there's supposed to be nobody on the scooter with them, but they all have a passenger behind them in the mornings going out to college.
And we know there are speed limits introduced now since last May. Do you think they're observing the speed limits?
No, they're not. And this thing of they have to be a certain age.
Over 16.
They're not. There's young lads there, 12 and 14, flying around on them. Not a bother. Where's the guards? Or what are they doing about it?
What about the helmet issue then?
The helmets, they should be have mm-hmm. Of course they should have. They have no insurance on them. No license. Tell you now, it's every month there now you see more and more and more.
Do you think it's that the infrastructure, we don't have the designated kind of cycle or e-scooter lanes that they're having to use for paths?
But I do be around Old City a lot there now, and I see where there's bicycle lanes, like, and they're not even using them, like. But they're still up on the footpaths. And traffic lights, they have no consideration for traffic lights at all. I'm out there every morning, I'm on the road there, say 7:30. And every one of them are dressed in black. None of them have a yellow jacket on or nothing.
So it's hard to see them.
Yeah.
You won't be getting an e-scooter for Christmas, will you?
I don't think so, no.
So that's one man with some very firm views in terms of e-scooter users, Claire. Now, I was standing in Parnell Place in Cork City Centre yesterday. There is a designated cycle lane. And one man on an e-scooter who came towards me stopped, and we had a chat about his e-scooter use.
You're on the e-scooter. How long have you had it?
It's my third one. I had to change because the last change, the one I had, was too powerful. But this now is all within the limit, and it's fine.
So the laws came in that you couldn't go over 20 kilometres per hour?
The scooter I had too much power on it. It was over 400 watts, so I had to get it at.
And what kind of speed was that getting you?
25.
Yeah. And this one?
20.
So that's the max?
That's the max you can go. But on my point of view, it's very good on a footpath. If people think, I know this sounds ridiculous, you're not supposed to be on a footpath.
I just spoke to a man about an hour ago who had very strong views on these scooters on footpaths.
Yeah, and he's right, I agree with him. That's for 20, but when you're on the road, there's people passing me running. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm on the road and I'm holding everybody up. I can't do anything about it. I think 25 on the road should be allowed. You're not allowed on the footpath, but I think they're basing the 20 kilometres on people on being on footpaths.
I could see you were on the cycle lane there.
Yes, yeah, yes. I'm going to Passage.
Passage is about how far outside the city?
It's 12 kilometres from where I live. I have a cycle lane down to the marina, and then I go into the old line. It's an old walkway. It goes right down to Passage.
One of the other things, you're wearing a helmet. Now, helmets aren't mandatory. Some people, medics I've spoken to, are calling for them to be mandatory.
They should be, right?
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Even people on bikes have helmets. Wait, look, I have this.
I have a light on here.
So if a guy doesn't see me, he should be driving. That's the way I look at it.
And what's the attraction of it for you, the e-scooter?
Attraction?
Yeah. Like,
I'm not sitting in a car for a half an hour in traffic, like, trying to get home. So it's this thing folds up and like, put it on the stairs and...
Cheap to run.
Yeah, it's this thing, I don't know, it's something about 50 or 60 cents a charge or up.
But as you said, you have the yellow jacket on, you have a light on top of your helmet.
Yeah, people can see me, that's why I look at it, you can't see it.
What about the banning of them on footpaths?
They should be on footpaths, you're right. You're dead right.
But you feel you don't have a choice. I better let you go to Passage, no, so a nice day to be heading for Passage West.
That is, yes, they've loved it. As I said, I think they're brilliant, they're a way to go.
Well, he's well lit up, it sounds, anyway. Now, you got an update, Brian, from the Garda Press office around how many fines have been imposed under the new law.
Just briefly, so legislation came into effect last May. This is data up until February the 11th this year. 245 fixed charge notices issued, about one per day. And January was the month when most were issued, 49. Then in terms of the number of e-scooters that have been seized by Gardaí, before the legislation came in, Claire, so 2023, 66 e-scooters were seized. In 2024, so last year, that number rose to 186, and it's just over 30 so far this year.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Connell reporting there. Coming up next, wills, inheritance and probate.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.